The transition to civilian life can be tough for veterans, and their experiences can have a big psychological effect. As Gabe Altieri reports, effective treatment doesn't always come from doctors.
A visit to American Legion Post 80 in Binghamton can feel like walking back in time. Plaques, pictures, and flags line the walkways. They're a reminder to visitors that the building has been around for nearly 150 years. A cigarette smell lingers. They can still do that here. It's where I meet Bert Proper.
Started out in National Guard here at the 204th Engineer Battalion. And after a year, I went active duty.
Proper was stationed in Kentucky and then Germany before serving in the Persian Gulf War. His transition home wasn't easy.
You know, I went up to the Syracuse VA and committed myself. A little hard to talk about.
Even at the VA, it was hard to talk to doctors.
I talked to a psychologist. I'm not afraid to admit it. Has it helped? Maybe. But all I can do is sit there and think in the back of my mind, what are they judging about me?
Proper says doctors were trying to figure out whether he had symptoms of PTSD.
So you go through the story of what you've done, and, oh, no, you don't have it. You're good. You know, that's not what you need to hear. That's not what you want to hear.
He didn't want someone who didn't serve telling him what was or wasn't wrong. But Proper did find what he was looking for by talking to other vets. They'd been to different places, maybe even fought in a different time. Still, they shared something.
They were from Vietnam. They were from World War II. They were from Desert Storm. That's the biggest thing, because we have a camaraderie. We have something in common.
A tough transition home is not unusual. Research from the National Institutes of Health in 2007 showed more than 15% of Persian Gulf service members had symptoms of PTSD. Same with Vietnam. A recent study by the RAND Research Corporation had similar numbers for the current conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we know there's a problem, and we know doctor visits don't always help. That's where the Dwyer Project comes in. It's a peer-to-peer support program that operates in more than a dozen New York counties. The Dwyer Project connects vets with other vets for support groups and one-on-one meetings. Marcel Lees works with the program where it started in Suffolk County.
Whether you're struggling with post-traumatic stress or not, members know that they can come without judgment and remain anonymous and, you know, obviously in a confidential safe space just to talk about day-to-day affairs.
And it's a non-clinical kind of help. No medical professionals trying to diagnose a disorder. That being said, if someone wants help, the Dwyer Project has the relationships to refer vets to professionals or the other way around.
They're working with somebody in a clinical environment. They would maybe tend to refer them to the peer groups as an adjunct to assist them when they reintegrate into the community.
This summer, Broome County received $120,000 in state funding to start its own Dwyer program. County Executive Debbie Preston liked the idea of veterans helping veterans.
None of us realize what they go through mentally over there, no matter what war it was. They need to be able to talk to someone, so the peer-to-peer is the best.
Persian Gulf vet Bert Proper credits his military peers with helping him transition home.
One thing that soldiers have, whether they're male, female, whether World War II, or they're still over there, the one thing we always have is each other to talk to.
And more vets may end up with this service. Marcel Lee says they want to keep expanding the Dwyer Project across New York State. In Binghamton, I'm Gabe Altieri for WRVO News.